On Community Conversation, I'm Dale Gardner. We're going to be talking about an annual event that's going to be happening on May the 9th here, not only in Lenawee County, but in the entire country this is going to be happening with, and it's the Stamp Out Hunger campaign. Happy to have on the program with me to talk a little bit more about what's happening here in Lenawee County is Mike Perez with the Adrian Post Office. And Mike, it's good to have you here.
It's good to be back, Dale.
Yeah, and I know we had you back on last year about this, so this is coming up again on
May 9th, Saturday, May 9th, second Saturday in May.
Okay. Now, I like the title, Stamp Out Hunger. I mean, that kind of goes along with the post office, but actually you are trying to stamp out hunger here in the, not only in the country, but here in Lenawee County too.
Absolutely, Dale. You know, food insecurity is real. In the United States, as well as here in Lenawee County.
Well, tell us how critical is the need to keep doing something like this, Mike?
Well, the post office decided to get involved, specifically the letter carriers decided to get involved because we're out in the community and we go to every door and we see the need daily in our community for food. I have some statistics here. So approximately 14 million children are food insecure across the United States, and approximately 7.4 million seniors face hunger at some point in their lives. Seniors age 60 plus who face hunger may be put at risk for chronic health conditions. So we definitely want to make sure our seniors and the children are taken care of.
That's right, yeah. So being that this is going to be held on Saturday, May 9th, people can help, and it really doesn't take too much to be able to help out, does it, Mike?
No, not at all. The letter carriers, typically the Saturday before the food drive, letter carriers, city letter carriers, as well as rural letter carriers will deliver a second Saturday in May food drive card, and it'll be stapled to a plastic bag. We'll put that in every mailbox, and all we ask is that individuals that receive the card in the bag, if they so graciously fill that bag, that plastic bag, with some non-perishable goods, they can either leave it in their mailbox or leave it next to their mailbox. And on Saturday, May 9th, when the carrier delivers their mail, they will pick up the food donation. So we try to make it as simple and easy for families.
Even if it's just a couple of items, right, Mike?
Yes, every little bit helps. And one of the things that I'm glad you asked that question, because one of the things that we forget oftentimes is we think of food, but we also forget things like basic hygiene, toothbrushes and toothpaste and deodorant and feminine products are still in great need in our community. I get information from the church that I attend, and you know, some of the things that I see in the bulletin, cake mixes and, you know, brownie mixes,
sure,
and things for families to celebrate birthdays and special events, obviously in addition to the other non-perishable goods. So sometimes we don't think of those items.
Exactly. And I'm glad you brought that up too, because, you know, I personally wouldn't have thought about that. But, you know, that is absolutely true. I mean, part of that, if you are able to go and make something, you know, like a cake or, you know, whatever it may be, that are still in non-perishable containers, can still be used as part of this drive, Mike.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, it really strikes a childhood memory for me. You know, my mom and dad, I mean, they didn't go out and buy cupcakes and cakes and stuff like that. But I tell you what, on each of our birthdays, boy, my mom would make a cake and frost it for us. And that was the best.
Yes.
You know, it was the best. Brownies and cookies and breads and so forth. Really, for me, is a warm warm feeling inside.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is going to be distributed the Saturday before with these cards and plastic bags, mm-hmm. right, Mike?
Yes.
Okay. And you're going to be getting a lot of help this year in putting these together.
Yes. We've so blessed. We've continued a partnership with the Young Marines, specifically Becca Hackett, who's involved. She is a letter carrier at the post office. And besides delivering the mail, she's actively involved in the Young Marines. And the Young Marines are busy stapling plastic bags to the letter carrier cards. Mm-hmm. Once again, we tremendous support from Adrian High School. From Melanie Nightingale and Aaron Gilmore and the leadership groups, students that are involved and the athletes will help with stapling and stapling the cards to the plastic bags. So this is a huge project, and yeah. without this help, we're very gracious for the help that we receive.
Plus that you're able to get on board another local business to help out.
Yes. This year, you know, Meyer has always graciously donated plastic bags for us. But we've also gone out and want to make sure that we acknowledge and give thanks to Dollar General, who've donated plastic bags. Family Farm has donated plastic bags. And this year, we partnered with Country Market here. I wrote a letter to the corporate office, and I thought to myself, I'm just going to ask. You know, if you just don't ask, it's an automatic no.
Yes,
so
right.
I just asked.
Yeah.
And I received an email from them to see Mark, the manager at the Country Market store here on West Malmy Street. So I went and met with Mark and so forth. And they donated 11,000 plastic bags for this cause.
Amazing.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, when I was there, one of my asks was if we could actually have students from Adrian High School between the hours of 9 and 3 be present there at Country Market with plastic bags and the food donation cards to ask patrons on that Saturday who are coming to do some shopping if they would so graciously fill a plastic bag. We will have students from Adrian High School at the end of the checkout lanes, trying to make it as easy for folks to get a bag when you walk in and donate it when you leave. You don't have to carry it home. You don't have to carry it to your car. And then the post office will come and pick up all of those food donations at the end of after 3 p.m.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is that is kind of a nice lead-in to the fact that with the donations, all that's going to say right here in Lenawee County, then, Mike?
Absolutely. The nice thing about, you know, sometimes people think like, oh, the food's just staying in Adrian. But, you know, this affects food insecurity, affects not just the folks in Adrian, but all communities mm-hmm. in Lenawee County. And all food collected on May 9th gets transported to the Adrian Post Office, where and it is immediately distributed equally to one of these five food banks. So if you are in need, food collected on Saturday, May 9th will be donated to the Salvation Army, Fishes and Loaves, St. Vincent de Paul, which is St. Joseph Church, St. Mary's Food Pantry, and the Daily Bread. So it comes in and it goes back out. These organizations pull up in their trucks and their vehicles. And none of it stays at the post office. On that day, it's all distributed. And on Sunday, if you need food, or Monday, whenever these food banks are open, mm-hmm. you're welcome to go and secure some food.
And I just want to emphasize the fact that, yeah, this is being done. We're talking about Adrian, but this is done throughout the Lenawee County. So, you know, the letter carriers and rural carriers throughout the county are also going to be doing this on Saturday, May 9th as well. Right,
exactly. Mike? Yep. Yep. And so, like I said, you know, they'll be delivering a plastic bag and a card to their customers, and they'll be picking them up on Saturday, May 9th, and bringing it back to the post office.
Have a goal on how much you would like to be able to collect this year, Mike?
We've been so blessed in our community, but we're kind of stuck. We've been right stuck at between 95 and 98 hundred pounds of food. And this year, by bringing on the food drive at Adrian High School, I forgot to mention that.
Yeah.
The students at Adrian High School are going to do a food drive the week prior to May 9th, and having folks, volunteers, collect food donations at Country Market. We're really hoping that we can finally get over that 10,000-pound food donation.
Oh, let's make it happen, Mike.
I'm excited. I'm really excited to see what, again, the generosity of families here in Lenawee County in supporting the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive.
You know, that's one thing I've always been able to count on the generosity of people here in Lenawee County. If they know that they're going to be helping out people right here in Lenawee County, they always step up to the plate, Mike.
Amen to them. Yep. Yes.
Yes. So let's remind people once again that this is going to be when?
Saturday, May 9th. Is the Stamp Out Hunger food drive.
Okay. And the cards and plastic bags will be distributed?
The week prior. Typically, it goes out the Saturday prior to May 9th.
Okay. Excellent. Let's hopefully have a nice, great, big collection drive on May the 9th and be able to help out those people that really, truly need and appreciate the additional food that is collected on May 9th, Mike.
I agree.
Okay. Thanks so much. We appreciate you being on the program, and much success on this year's collection drive, Mike.
Thank you, Dale. Thank you for having me.
Mike Perez, who is with the Adrian Post Office and one of the you're the main organizer of this, yeah, along with Rebecca Hackett helping out as well. Thank you so much for all that you do in putting this together, Mike.
You're welcome, and thank you.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.